Sometimes I think it's important to look at your past. And that's what I'm going to do today. We're going to cover different stages of nutrition that I went through all the way from when I was a toddler, how I was raised, to high school, college, all the way to dad status today. And some stupid things that people said to me along the way that actually probably ended up, you know, forming my life, changing my life, and making me a little bit better. And some huge mistakes that I made. So let's just get started. Roll the intro.
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
Today's episode is all about my past. Now, I'm making this episode, though, because I'm encouraging you to take a look at your past. How were you raised? How are you raising your kids today? Because maybe they're going to look back at what you ate or what you fed them or what certain friends said to them and stuff like that. That's what I want you to be brainstorming is like where you came from and some things you remember about food and traditions. And it starts very young for me. So I know that my parents tell me a story of me still being in diapers and walking out to a strawberry patch and picking strawberries. And I still love strawberries today. And they just, they talked about my requests even at a very young age, like toddler age, where I would request certain foods like cooked carrots, strawberries, certain types of fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. Like I liked some of that stuff. I still like some of that stuff. Like cooked carrots are thebomb.com. Strawberries are delicioso. And so it kind of fits that I liked them back then. But that's what I was told later in life. Like that's the type of toddler you were. And so I kind of come from that background. Also, my parents made kind of a meat and potato type of meal. Now, we had plenty of candy. I remember having endless candy, and my parents really didn't hold us back too much from that. I remember there was a phase in our adolescence growing up where we could have pop whenever we wanted, but for some reason, my parents ended up stopping that, and they didn't make it like a big announcement that we were stopping pop. They just stopped purchasing pop, and I don't think anyone really complained. But we still had the candy. We still had like pizza night once in a while. We still went out to eat. But my mom and dad were pretty good at making multiple meals per week, and they were really around protein, potatoes, vegetables. My mom was good at baking, so we always had like baked goods around and stuff like that. But something from when I was growing up little, like call it like probably age 4 all the way through age like 12 or 13, like seriously, that span. You know, I thought that I had to eat like a bunch of junk food to be big and strong. And I thought that there was something wrong with me that I didn't like to eat like fatty foods. I didn't like the way they made me feel, that I liked strawberries and cooked carrots. And I had a lot of kids, you know, that were like, I thought they were big kids. You know, I'm 7 and they're 12, and they're telling me that I have to eat a certain way. Now, fast forward, I still kind of know these people or can look them up on social media, and now they struggle with their weight. So turns out maybe I should have been picking on them a little bit. No, I'm not that way. But I was picked on. I was picked on for being skinny, eating light. People would say I'm skin and bones. People would say I look sickly. Like, how nice is that really to like pick on someone like that? Like, you know, it's more heard of that people are picked on for being like an overweight kid. But I heard a lot of those comments. And I tell you what, I absolutely hated it. I hated it. But I am, I guess, thankful for that experience or kind of being picked on about that. Because I remember I accepted in my head that one day I was going to be big and strong. And it wasn't going to be fat. It was going to be muscle. I was going to look like an athlete. And people were no longer going to call me sickly and skin and bones. I couldn't stand it. But at that time, I was told by those big kids and even some parents that thought they knew what they're talking about that I needed to eat pizza and burgers and fries and these giant portions so that I could become big and strong someday. And I'm glad that you know, I overcame that. I later learned, hey, you know, those foods aren't going to produce the results that I want. Fast forward to like junior high and high school, I did start to avoid certain foods. So growing up, my parents just fed me these meals. So that's just luck, right? Like if my parents took me to McDonald's every day and we had ice cream every day, you know, maybe I'd be a different person. So that just started as luck. But then junior high and high school, there was more comments. I was always fueled by these mean comments. So I remember people saying to me, you know, I was drinking pop. I was still drinking pop at the time when I started sports. And I was pretty athletic. And then people would say things like, I remember an adult saying sometime about how much pop I drank. And it was like, oh, yeah, good luck performing in your sporting event later this week, drinking that much pop. And it stuck with me. Like listen to me saying this today. I mean, that was 25 years ago or 20 years ago, maybe. And it still sticks with me today. I thought it was rude, but it stuck with me. And there was other comments like that, like you eat that and you're trying to be good at sports. And, you know, sometimes it would come from friends or something like that. But that stuff stuck with me. So I started to avoid certain foods. So in high school, I remember I stopped drinking pop. And it was on purpose so because I thought I was going to perform better. I would stop candy because that was kind of the natural progression for me. I was like, well, if I have to stop pop because everybody says that what I'm drinking is unhealthy, then isn't candy about the same? So it kind of naturally, I started to limit some of my candy. Now, candy I never really conquered. I think I still ate it in moderation and stuff like that. Or if I was like in a certain sport, I wouldn't eat it. And then, you know, and if I was in an off season, then I'd probably bring it back and stuff like that. You know, something I just thought of as I'm telling this story, you know, when I was young and then all the way through high school, my mom was really good at baking and really good. And so that those are still some of my favorites, and it still is my weakness today, though. So when you're listening to my story about how I was raised right now, you should kind of be thinking, how was I raised? Did we go out to eat a lot? Did we have pizza night every Friday? Was my mom good at baking and I still struggle with baked goods today? Because I have the hardest time with baked goods. Fresh cookies, cake, muffins, cinnamon rolls, these things still, if I pop one, it is so hard not to just go on into a food binge. So isn't that interesting that I still struggle with that today? But anywho, back to junior high and high school. I was avoiding certain foods and trying to eat a little bit better to help my performance. It was nothing drastic. Like if you saw me eat, you would say, yeah, that kid eats normal, but it seems like he does try to avoid treats. That's about it. I just followed that basic rule. And junior high and high school is when I did start to implement a lot more strength training. I knew I wanted muscle by this time. I knew that junk food, you know, wasn't going to produce a result, and I wanted to build muscle. So I was following a strength routine, even if it was something a little bit at home, because I wanted to be a muscle-bound high schooler. Okay, take me to college now. Now, the college, I still played sports. I played football. And I actually started to do more research into nutrition. And so I kind of became like a YouTube junkie throughout all of college. I was following bodybuilders on YouTube. I was following, you know, certain nutritionists or dietitians and trying to figure out what I should be eating. And so I slowly started to incorporate some of those foods into my diet. So I was eating a lot more grilled chicken breast. I had never cared for sweet potatoes. I started implementing sweet potatoes because I saw that a lot of the people that I wanted to look like, they were eating sweet potatoes because it was a good carb source. You know, anywho, I just became a YouTube junkie and I tried to eat more like a bodybuilder because one, it would help me have like that football body. Like I was a faster guy, so I didn't want to be like a huge lineman, but I wanted to be like a muscle bound, like linebacker type. And so I started eating like a bodybuilder because that was kind of the football body I wanted. And honestly, it's just how I wanted to look too. It's still how I want to look. Now in college, I would say I probably started on bigger binges, whether it was like at parties with alcohol or it was just like way more eating out. In college, you get like this freedom, and that's where I would eat out a lot more. You know, I think it's just being young and you don't think it's going to hurt you and you don't think long term. And so I would have like big weekend binges or like, I remember there was a phase like every supper for a while was like out to eat or like a big frozen pizza or ordered in or something like that. So even though I was eating more like a bodybuilder through college or at least trying, I started on big binges. Now, in my final year of college, I started getting into fad diets. And that's, I was trying to become a registered dietitian. So I was in dietetics, I was in kinesiology. And so my world was becoming more about nutrition and exercise. And so I started doing research on them and I started falling into fad diets or extreme dieting. I am glad I have that experience, but it sucked. So I'm talking like keto. I'm talking, you know, later I did intermittent fasting. That was actually kind of okay. You know, I did paleo. I did every diet under the sun. I tried the carnivore thing where I just would only eat meat because for a while I thought like, I thought carbs were terrible. And then there was a period in time where I did not have 1 gram of sugar. I stopped eating fruit. I had plain oatmeal, plain brown rice with a plain chicken breast, and I just avoided all sugar. And that was like a number of months. And that was probably the most extreme one. Keto and stuff wasn't the most extreme. It was like when I avoided every gram of sugar. And what's funny is when I would do those fad diets, they would always end in big binges. So I'd be like, okay, I'm done with that, you know, 3 month no sugar, and then I just binge. I just like eat everything under the sun, probably ruin my results and not really learn much. The only thing I guess I learned from those diets, like I'm glad I did them because I know which ones I'm never going to do again, and I know which ones are not realistic for you guys because I've done them. I lived it. I know what sucks. I know what was much more realistic for me. Finally, after college, I started to dial in my calories. I always thought that calorie tracking was just going to be like the most extreme one. Like I thought it was going to take the hardest work. And so I had that false belief in my head that, well, keto is easier. Well, you know, no sugar is easier. You know, because it was just a general rule that I had to follow, you know, just meat. That's like a general rule. And I thought that was easier. And so that's why in college, I kind of avoided, you know, dialing in my calories. But luckily after college, I'm like, you know what, this is the only thing I haven't tried yet. So in like, I don't know, 2012, 2013, I started like writing down my calories. So I didn't even use like any of the apps yet. And there wasn't any except for FitnessPal. I started in 2014. MyFitnessPal started dialing in my calories in 2014. And I did that for a while and I really learned a lot about nutrition. I didn't have to feel too bad about eating a cookie, and I do remember liking it. But then guess what? I circled back. I'm like, you know what? I bet there's like a general rule diet that I can follow. And I went back to like, you know, playing with my carbs and, you know, and that's when I really dove into intermittent fasting a lot harder. I was like, I'm going to stop calorie tracking and I'm going to do the intermittent fasting. So basically what I'm saying is I slipped back into the fad diets. I was doing the right thing and I found something that I liked and learned a lot from was calorie tracking. And then I slipped back into these fad diets for a while thinking that, you know, there's got to be just a general rule nutrition plan. And there wasn't, which takes me back to what I'm doing most recently and what I've finally done long term. So I tell that story, one, to kind of tell you where I've came from, some stupid things that people told me that stuck with me that have helped me in my never-ending search to correct my nutrition and become the and have the body that I want and become the person that I want to be. And that brings me all the way to recent. I've been now calorie tracking and or doing macros for a long time now. Consistently for probably 6 years. I do have some periods where I purposely take like a month off, or I've even had like seasons off and stuff like that. But I always know that I'm going to come back to it. And why do I come back to it? Because it is just, it's the way I want to eat. I have a lot of meals that are dialed in and very calculated, but I do have cake at birthdays. I do have alcohol with certain friends. I do have bigger portions in restaurants on vacations. I do take my wife to date night. I do like those things in my life currently. And so calorie tracking and macros, I feel like I can do those things. I feel like I don't miss out on anything. And I feel like calories kind of encourages me to keep my portions limited at these fun events. So like, don't have too many drinks. Don't have, you know, too many pieces of cake. Like, it helped me learn that I like cutting myself off at those events. You know, like I kind of hinted at in college, I got into kind of these big binges. You know, I'd do really well for 5 days and then my weekends would be horrid. And I didn't know, I hadn't done calorie tracking yet, so I didn't know where to stop. I didn't know that I should probably stop at one or two pieces of cake. I would end up at 4, 5, 6 pieces of cake. And I know some of you have heard my story where, you know, I was eating 11 monster cookies that were the size of my face in one sitting. And in just like a 2 to 4 hour span, I ate that many giant cookies. In calorie tracking, I really owe it to calorie tracking and some coaches that I hired to help me end those and still have a phenomenal time with my family and friends and at restaurants and, you know, going to this concert and going to this vacation. I feel like I still have a phenomenal time and I actually like them better because I'm not bloated as bad afterwards. I don't have the inflammation. I don't have these horrid hangovers where I hate my life. You know what I mean? And so this is... I know some of you don't give a crap, you know, what my journey has been, but this is an encouragement to kind of take a look. I please want you to take a look at where you came from. What type of meals did your parents prepare? Did they even prepare meals or was there a lot of takeout, delivery, and restaurants? You know, how much sugar did you have growing up? What did people say to you growing up that maybe has produced the body and health that you have today? Because sometimes people say mean things and then that... And then they rely more on food. I went the other direction and I was trying to figure out how to like prove all these people wrong. And I'm going to become very muscle bound and I'm going to be able to control my weight. But sometimes stupid things people said to you are why you are relying on food when you're stressed, depressed, sad, angry. That's what I want you to do is just kind of analyze where you've come from, how far you've come to, and just know that you know, you can have a story exactly like mine if you don't give up on nutrition. Don't give up on nutrition. I promise you, you're going to find the thing that works best for you. Just keep searching. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off. Are you tired of being surrounded by boring people who aren't encouraging you to be healthier and work on your wellness? Well, look no further. I think you should join our group of people in our free group. So if you go to spencersgroup.com, not only will you hear more funny jokes like this one, read some funny memes, and attend some of my coaching calls, but you're going to have a good time while achieving a healthier you. So make sure to go to spencersgroup.com, and we'll get the party started.